Well, one of the cool things, I mean, we've spoken in the past a couple of times, you've actually been on the show once or twice, and one of the things, the cool things that you do, you actually kind of, you address the other side of the coin, the rejection side of the coin, and you teach people how to handle rejection, because we're all being rejected in some form or manner. But if you're at a credit union and you're rejected by something or another, but you kind of flip all that on its head and you kind of turn it around and you turn it into an opportunity. Can you just address that real briefly?
Absolutely, Mike. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
You know, one of the things is that in credit union land, you know, from teller all the way up, the minute someone says, no, thanks, I'm not interested, or I don't have time, generally the number one response is to say, oh, okay, you know, so sorry, I'll reach out to you another time.
Right.
And then you're lucky if you ever are able to reach them. So one of the tenets is, you know, that we talk about is no doesn't mean no,
right.
It means convince me. So we really address objections from A to Z, you know, because we know what companies say in general.
Mm-hmm.
And so we address those and we provide scripts. So, and then even in the group environment, allows each, you know, individual to share what's been successful for them.
Oh, cool.
So not only are you getting the, you know, the tools that I present and what I provide, which have proven to be quite successful, you walk away with a higher level of confidence of how to overcome those objections and how to address concerns, non-solicitation concerns, like we don't allow solicitation. Examples of, you know, well, if we let you in, we have to let other financial institutions in.
Mm-hmm.
And so we provide you all the nuts and bolts on how to overcome those objections. And it really, they're proven strategies.
Mm-hmm.
My clients will testify to their success. How do you capture loans when you're at a benefit fair? A lot of times, companies will only let credit unions go to a benefit fair once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, they walk away with nothing, but they've given away all these trinkets and giveaways. So they spent money to be there,
but
the return on investment wasn't there.
Right.
So I think one of the coolest things that people can really get out of this conference is, how do you get your return on investment for your time, your resources, you know, and how to overcome those objections and convey a message that what I refer to as the three C's. It's clear, concise, and compelling.
Got it.
And that's one thing that we really hone in on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone who's attended this particular conference has walked away and said, wow, I mean, I've learned so much and gained so much that I can take back and apply.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm real excited to be able to bring all of this to the table again this year and let everyone just engage and be able to walk away with everything they need to implement business development to the nth degree.
Got it. And let's kind of move to get, I mean, you talk about results, and I mean, what types of results do you have from a couple of credit unions that you can talk about? Because we had Carolina Postal on the program, I think earlier this year, and they're a tremendous, actually they won the CU Journal Best Practices Award for last year. So they're a great example. Can you provide a couple more examples?
Absolutely. It's amazing because with the credit score management piece, understanding what drives a credit score, we offer what's called a credit score analysis. So they Carolina Postal capitalized on that and branded it. And it's been so powerful for them in terms of being able to actually help people.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of saying, I'm sorry, we can't help you, they're actually saying, you know, we can help you and this is how we can do it. And so they lay out of an action plan. It's called a CSA action plan. It's very powerful. But, you know, from the standpoint of results, for example, Summit Credit Union in North Carolina, they applied several of my strategies, part of which just lines up with, you know, the way you package it, the way you frame it, the key words you use, the key phrases, the key questions you use when you're engaging people in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And at one single benefit fair that they attended, they walked away with 109 signed mini forms. And the mini form is a tool that I give to the attendees who attend this conference.
Mm-hmm.
that it's a tool that you use in business development.
Right.
You take out and it removes barriers to increase loan opportunities. And so what the mini form does, it authorizes you to pull the credit report.
Right.
So you can actually look to see at all their loans to see, wow, can I lower their monthly payment on their loan financed at another financial institution? Mm-hmm. Am I able to help them eliminate high interest rate credit card balances from 29.99% to as low as 2.99%?
Right.
And am I able to lower their monthly payments? And when we can take that holistic view of the credit report and go, wow, we can lower your payment. We can help you eliminate high interest rate credit card balances. And for example, just in one success story, just off the top of my head, mm-hmm. Just because someone signed a mini form, they were able to lower their monthly outpay by over $200 and save them over $20,000 in interest because they helped them eliminate all their credit card debt
and
with high interest rate balances.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that adds so much value to companies. And I think that's where the difference will come into play between credit unions and other financial institutions. The ones who attend this conference, mm-hmm. they'll have a stronger feel and a different mindset when they leave as to how they will present their credit union.
Yeah.
And they'll present their credit union more as a partner instead of just promoting the credit union products and services.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you can partner with companies and partner with their employees to, when you save someone $20,000 in interest,
that's they're your best friend.
And you're absolutely right. My phrase is you couldn't pry them off with a crowbar if you wanted to. So that's member loyalty to the nth degree.
Yeah.
And then the word spreads. And then what I call chatter. And very little marketing has to take place at that point.
Got that right.
Story share. And people will come out of the woodwork.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful. And companies begin to see you in a different light, other than just a credit union wanting to come in and open an account.
Mm-hmm.
You are a partner, a resource partner, an educational partner. And so we help you package the business development program,
mm-hmm.
package the credit union in such a way that you're not just promoting a credit union, because most organizations, companies today, they really have an aversion to allowing financial institutions on site.
Yeah.
And that is the number one challenge that, you know, all financial institutions have, including credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost that sense of loyalty with most of our what we call core member groups.
Mm-hmm.
And so in this session, you learn how to reignite those relationships
mm-hmm.
in a very positive way. And so at this conference, we leave no stone unturned.
Good to know.
Literally, when you come to this session, to this conference, there is no barrier that we will not overcome. There is no bottleneck that will stand in the way. And my credit unions, one of the metrics that we use in this, you know, program is you have to have a loan growth, you know, metric. You have to have loan volume per month.
Mm-hmm.
And what's so powerful about it is we set everyone up for success.
Mm-hmm.
No one fails.
Nice.
We give you all the tools you need to succeed.
Nice.